Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show today, this half hour. John Sue is with us, ladies and gentlemen. John is the CEO of LegalZoom. He's been an entrepreneur for a number of years. He's worked for a number of different highly successful ventures. And more recently, as I said, he's joined the LegalZoom team as the CEO. And I've asked John to join us. He and I have met on the virtually over the last few months, and I've asked him to join us to talk to us a little bit about what he and his company have learned about the marketplace, especially about the small business marketplace. And he's our new friend, John Sue. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Appreciate being here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success of LegalZoom. It's a very interesting business model that you guys came up with. And of course, many of us see your commercials in a lot of different places, and so it's been very interesting. But I wanted you to talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you've been, as you guys penetrate the market, as you out here talking to customers, to businesses and consumers, what are you seeing out there? What is LegalZoom's perspective on the economy and on small business?
Well, sure. It's actually interesting. We're kind of right in the middle of the stream as the largest incorporator of small businesses in the country. It's amazing the kind of data that we gather and the sentiment that we have, and we field hundreds of thousands of phone calls each year from entrepreneurs. One of the things that's kind of prevalent right now we're seeing among small businesses is just they're always asking, how do you keep your head above water in these difficult times? And a lot of it is around cost cutting, is, you know, not surprisingly. They're trying to build and maintain sales while cutting costs. So, it's a difficult time right now, and really the last place they want to spend their precious dollars is on overhead. So they want their dollars to go to, you know, building better products, attracting new customers. So when it comes to kind of the back end of the business, which I'd say is accounting, legal, there's a real reluctance to spend to get the help they need. There's a huge fear of anything that has to do with billable hours, particularly when you don't control the number of hours someone works.
Exactly.
So, the problem that we see is that they're starting to cut those costs, and it's a lot like, you know, driving without insurance. You cannot get that help for a period of time, but over the long haul, you're taking on some risks you probably don't want within the business.
Well, that's what insurance is all about, isn't it? It's insurance, the concept of insurance, not the product itself. But the concept of insurance is literally you hope you never need it, but you write the check because if you do, if you should happen to, it's going to be a surprise more than likely, and you want to be protected. That's the whole idea, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't want to sound like a commercial here, but, you know, that's really why we similar to the, you know, small business advocate. We want to give small businesses, you know, the protection they deserve at prices they can afford, and whether that's information to help them along the way or specific products and services, you know, we're here to help.
Well, your model was never to replace the attorney-client relationship, the small business's relationship with a local attorney. Your model was never to replace that, but really to augment it, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure that small businesses get the protection they deserve at prices they can afford. And what we're finding is with so many small businesses looking to cut costs, you know, if we can provide them some help at prices they can afford, we just want to make sure they get the protection they deserve. And frankly, there's a misperception that we're sitting out there as an alternative to the solo practitioner. In fact, we're working hand in hand with solo attorneys and helping small businesses, referring people to them, and creating products and services that only deliver through attorneys.
So we're not a law firm,
but we can refer you to lawyers.
You're exactly right about what you were saying about people being reluctant, being hesitant to enter into those kinds of relationships. And so what happens is, because they don't do that, they don't have a relationship, and they wind up not getting certain elements of legal elements, accounting elements of the business that they really need, like being incorporated, like, you know, having the right licenses or reviewing contracts or whatever. They wind up, because they don't have that relationship, they wind up not being protected. And folks, this is a dangerous scenario. And as the old saying goes, you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. We're going to take a quick break. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Sue. He's CEO of LegalZoom. That's LegalZoom.com. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die.
There was no use talking. There was nothing to say when the band began to play.
We're back for 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Using that our website to your advantage, we built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. And we've got stuff on anything, any topic under the small business sun that you can think of, anything that's going on in your small business, we got something that will help you there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. My blog is there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Our poll question, we have a new poll question every week. Hope you'll answer that. We'd like to know what you think, and then you'll be able to see how the poll's going when you click your answer. Having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, John Sue, soon to be good friend, soon to be old friend, CEO of LegalZoom.com, and they're the folks who provide you with the ability to help yourself with certain legal transactions. Is that a good way to say that, John?
Yeah, in fact, you know, a lot of people think of us as the turbo of the legal industry, to sum it up in a nutshell. So, yeah, you know, we offer an affordable flat fee product using a combination of software and great
right.
people.
And that's LegalZoom.com. John, we're talking about some of the things that you're seeing out there. You were talking about more and more people are price conscious. They're concerned about expenses. Obviously, John, we've had to be. If we, the people who have survived the last 2 years have had to be price conscious, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think in the heart of the downturn, we saw that retailers and restaurants, credit card receipts, you know, in certain areas of the country were down 30-40% across the entire area. So people had to cut costs just to survive. And, you know, that's who's made it through here. And a lot of people are bunkering down for the long haul.
What are you seeing
in the environment for any signs?
What are you seeing in the startup area? I know I would think that a lot of your new business would come from startups. And tell me if I'm right or not about that or not. And what are you seeing out there? What's the landscape for startups looking like now?
Sure. So what's interesting right now is we've looked historically, and through almost every downturn, the actual number of business starts go up. So as people, you know, were debating between the idea they love to launch and the concept they really wanted to invest in and their existing jobs, they were kind of torn between the two. It's obviously layoffs increased. A lot of people don't have a choice at that point and then go into business for themselves. The unusual thing in this downturn was because of its severity, actually business starts slightly declined. And I think that's because this downturn was combined with a massive credit crunch, one that we haven't seen for decades, in combination with everything else happening with the recession. So you actually saw a decline in business starts because people couldn't get the capital to start their business.
Well, because they didn't have their own personal capital dried up, as well as the ability to leverage their home equity. That had dried up, and it was kind of a perfect storm for startups.
Credit cards. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The kind of traditional sources of, you know, like when we started at LegalZoom, you got the credit cards and, you know, you take home equity loans or, you know, even angel investors because, you know, if they thought their portfolios are down 30 or 40%, they're a little less likely to write that check. as well. So kind of almost all the capital, the sources, traditional sources of capital got hit all at once. You know, that being the case, entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs. They'll look at the macro environment and think, hey, they're small enough and nimble enough to try and succeed. And, you know, they try to trick that as, hey, the current may be with me or against me, but I'm in the water and I'm swimming. So, you know, I share stories. You know, LegalZoom, it's interesting. We're, you know, often perceived as an internet company. And the first day we went out looking for capital was the day NASDAQ crashed.
Oh,
so
man.
It's kind of the equivalent of starting LegalZoom in the teeth.
Talk about a perfect storm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the difference is this one is affecting all industries. With us, it's just technology. But at the same time, we found that in a downturn was oftentimes the best time to start a business. There's the least competition, and it teaches you a discipline. And that discipline is hard in good times because you can make a lot of mistakes. You know, people can be a little bit more carefree, but in downturn, people are thoughtful, they're frugal, they're bootstrapping, their DNA is I think, the DNA is what it requires to be successful. And
one of the things about it is it takes longer to bootstrap a company, but if you can actually pull it off, not only do you not have as much debt, but you actually know what you're made of and you know what your company stands for, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You focus so much on that customer. And that, I think that's a recipe for success for any business. Because,
right.
You know, the last thing you want to do is get a refund, and you're trying to get to the answer as quickly as possible. So you're listening really carefully. And again, you know, I think frugal and focusing on the customer are two things to live by as a small business owner.
Tell us about how you guys get repeat business. I know a lot of times, you know, we think of going in there and incorporating through LegalZoom or something or a company like yours, but oftentimes, you know, we don't think about people coming back. How do you get repeat customers?
So we have a simple formula, and it permeates every single person in the company. We simply treat everyone like our friends and family, and that means we focus on one customer at a time. We live and die. We're accountable to our customers, so we do this thing called, are you guys familiar with the Net Promoter Surveys? So, yeah, we ask our customers,
yep,
are they willing for first to,
yep,
friends and family, you get a score.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we live and die by that. If there's one metric within the company that everyone knows, it's what our Net Promoter or willingness to refer is at any given point in time. And
John, hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break. But, folks, what have I been saying? What did John just say? It's the experience you give your customers, the experience that they have with you. That's the key to getting people, as I talked about in the last hour, not only to do business with you, but to come back and do it again. Tintail, right back with John Sue. He's with LegalZoom. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.